Good morning, Blake and Eva show. It's 6:45. So Kyle's dog was is Izzy, right?
Yeah.
So I have Oscar, and then Kyle had Izzy, and then we, you know, now we have Oscar and Izzy, right? And obviously, since Kyle passed away, there's definitely, like, you know, with his dog, it's like there's a little part of him there, you know, mm-hmm. which has kind of been comforting to have, like, a little piece of him that's still in a living thing.
Right.
Like, I have his clothes and I have, you know, a lot of stuff that was his, you know. But, like, to have a living sort of representation of him has been nice. And I've been thinking about it that, you know, it's going to be really tough when she goes. And she's old, you know. And we the odd thing, and you know, I've always said it was so important in you know, through losing my partner, Kyle, and everything, to find laughter in moments.
Right.
And it was literally that morning I went, oh, crap, someone's got to go let the dogs out. I mean, I'm still at the hospital with the family, and I was like, can you guys let the dogs out? So I think it was Justin and Brian went and let the dogs out, and they saw Izzy. And we had, Kyle and I had been talking about how, you know, who knows, it could be, you know, whenever. Because she could be really active and healthy, and all of a sudden just boom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 12 years old. So the first thing that they said when they got there to let the dogs out was, oh my God, that bitch outlived him. Right? So we're just laughing about this story the other day. That's why I was thinking about
it. Right.
And I was like, God, that's right. That is so funny, you know.
Right.
It's just ironic. And so she's, you know, she's 12. So she's in that phase where she doesn't really give a you know what anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she listens when she wants to.
Right.
And will occasionally hop up on the bed, and she used to get down before I got out of the shower, so I wouldn't know,
right.
Even though there'd be paw prints on the bed, but I was like, at least she's trying to, you know, hide it.
Right.
Now she doesn't care.
No.
So I'll get out of the shower, she'll be laying on the bed, and she'll look up at me like, what?
Right.
Right? She's click-clacking around. So, you know, I've definitely been a little more lax, you know, with her recently because she's old and, you know, and I'm like, I want to just give her a good life and not be as, you know, strict and, you know, let her on the bed now and then and, you know, not cover up the couches, and she'll sleep on the couch where she's not supposed to sleep. You know, they have two beautiful dog beds.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
So that should be enough.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, you know, who knows? It could be this year. It could be, who knows? It could be a couple months. You know, it could be next year. I don't know. But she's 12 years old, and Weimaraners just don't, you know, tend to, you know, live that long. And so she drives me nuts sometimes. But I, you know, I always tell myself, well, you know, who knows how much longer I'll have her. And especially now, she's kind of this representation of Kyle, and that's going to be really hard. So I'm going to give her a good life, right? So I'm walking in the park the other day, and this guy says, oh, wow, that's a beautiful Weim. How old is she? And I said, she's 12. And he goes, wow, she's in great shape. And I was like, yeah, she's in good shape. And he goes, yeah, mine lived to 17. And I was like, oh, come on. What? Wait a minute. I got another 5 years of this? What? 17?
Oh, my God.
This is only two-thirds of the way through this? So we got home, and she goes to, like, creep over to the couch. I was like, come on your bed.
We're not starting the countdown yet.
That's right, yeah. That's right. You go on your bed. No, and you sit. You better come here now.
I love it.
You're not getting the extra food I've been giving you this week either, by the way.
Coast 93.1
with Blake and Eva in the morning.